Soon, Rose and Jack fall in love. When Rose asks Jack to draw a picture of her, she is wearing nothing except the heart of the ocean around her neck. This part of the movie was made on Leonardo DiCaprio's first day of filming. Important parts of a movie are often filmed at the beginning. The two actors later became good friends. The lookouts watch as Rose and Jack are together on the deck. When they look up, they will see the terrible shape of the iceberg in front of the ship. Of course, this love story is a real difference between the movie and the real history of the Titanic. But, James Cameron explains, Rose's love for Jack plays a part in the terrible accident that follows. As the water comes higher and higher, Jack and Rose try to escape from Cal. The actors in Titanic were often tired, wet, and cold. Later, DiCaprio described it as his hardest job. The crew send rockets high into the dark sky, but the Titanic is sinking. In the 1958 movie, A Night to Remember, the ship didn't break in two. Because of Ballard's work in 1985, Cameron and his team knew more about the ship's last seconds. Jack Dawson, Rose DeWitt Bucatter, and Cal Hockley weren't real people, but many of the people in the movie did exist. The movie shows Captain Smith and most of the ship's officers, first class passengers Molly Brown and Benjamin Guggenheim, Bruce Ismay, the president of the White Star Line, and Thomas Andrews, the builder of the ship, Jack Phillips and Harold Bride in the radio room.